Kind of.
Oh, are you ready?
Kind of. I was just like, I want to be higher, but not too. Okay, that's better. Yeah, let's jump in.
Okay, hello. Welcome back to the Girls Who Get It podcast. I'm Sam.
I'm Julia.
It's been a little while.
Yeah, unintentionally. We were on spring break.
Yeah, right? Well, it's funny because a few people had asked, like, well, now that Julia's pregnant, what's going to happen with the podcast? Are you guys going to still do it? And, I mean, the plan, I guess, was to just keep doing it, I guess, for as long as we can.
Yeah.
I don't know. We don't really have a plan, I guess. But it's just funny. I've been, like, extra busy with work. You obviously are busy and pregnant. So I feel like every week that's gone by, I'm like, oh, crap, we didn't record this week. And then next thing I know, I'm like, oh, it's been like 3 weeks in a row now.
I know. One of the weeks I was like, I'm just now having stuff to do. Like, I'm not like always busy. I'm usually tired, but like that's different. But one of the weeks I was like actually busy, and then I was like, oh my God, it's Friday. I was like, where's our episode? But then I was like, but it's Friday.
Yeah.
We didn't record.
I know. It sneaks up on you.
It's been getting away from me a little bit. But I don't have an intention. It's not intentional. I'll be like, what? Like, I thought today was Tuesday all day long. And I was like, wait.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is Wednesday. Yeah. And I've been working late nights at the salon, and it's good. Like, it's funny how, oh, I just spit.
Oh.
I don't know if you saw that. But I went from, I mean, just a couple months ago, I was like nervous because I was like, oh my God, I am not busy. Like, I don't have a clientele really. Like, it was very slow for a while. And then of a sudden, like, March and April have been crazy, which is good, but I've been like staying active on my Instagram, and that's been growing, and people have been reaching out to me pretty much on a daily basis. And I'm at the point right now where I'm just trying to say yes to everybody and working even like outside of my usual schedule that I had set for myself, because if I can get a client that's going to be a good client, I'm not like saying yes to whoever, but if it's someone that I'm like, oh, I really want to do their hair and they seem like a good fit for me, I'm going to say yes and try to squeeze them in, because I'm just trying to, like, you know, get my little army of clientele.
Well, yeah.
And I mean, this is like one of the busiest seasons for salons of the year. So I'm like, I know it's crazy now, but it's not going to always be this way. So I'm just trying to like work as much as I can. And yeah, I've just been very busy and exhausted. Last night I was there till like 9 o'clock. Pretty much like every Tuesday I'm there till 9. Yeah, so.
Well, it's blonding season.
It is blonding season. But, you know, doing the podcast is so fun, but that's just kind of what it is. It's like a fun hobby for us. So sometimes that falls to the back burner, unfortunately, but such is life.
Yeah, it happens. There's definitely days where I'm like, the last thing I want to do is talk. Like, in general. So,
well, that's what it is too. I mean, I feel it with you. I don't really need a social battery to talk to you, but
no,
you know, still, it's like when you are talking all day, you just want to sit in silence.
Yeah. Or like, if I'm not in a good mood, I don't want to bring that energy here. Even though people say, oh, you seem like low energy. I am low energy, but I'm not like bad energy.
Right.
So I try, like, if that's the case, I just am not really in the mindset, then that's really usually my biggest problem. Is that. But.
Yeah, so Not to, make excuses or anything, but just to explain kind of the inconsistency in our uploading recently.
Yeah, I mean, we have real lives. Like, unfortunately, we can't. This isn't our only. I wish if we'd ever get sponsored, like, maybe. But
Yeah, right? That would be nice.
we have jobs, so that does tend to get in the way.
Yes. I'm really glad that it quieted down. When I was setting up to record, I have this one neighbor and she's so nice, but her dog is the worst. He's such a
Ugh.
pain in the ass and he just barks. Like I don't know what the deal is with him. She takes him to the dog park. He doesn't want to play with the other dogs, doesn't want to run around. All he wants to do is fixate on something that he wants and just keep barking at it. Or like
Oh
he'll go
my.
up to a person and just keep barking at them. And it's like, what do you want? And it's very annoying. And we all kind of avoid, like if he's in there, we kind of avoid
Well,
going
yeah.
in because it's annoying, but I could tell I can recognize his bark because it was just constant, just and it's so
Yeah.
loud and it just like echoes. And I was like, oh my God, I really hope that he's not going to be doing that the whole
He's
time that we're
not.
recording.
That'll drive me insane.
And
Rowdy.
I'm like trying to get everything set up, and my microphone situation was like not cooperating, and the barking, and with like the misophonia, you know how it is. I was
Like,
just like, my blood pressure was rising. I was getting so irritated, but it's nice and
Yeah.
quiet now, so.
Good. Rowdy was, I don't, he's probably in the other room now, but he'll sit here and just like cry, like whine, like woo, because he wants to go out on a walk at every second of the day. He wants to be out on a walk. You could take him for a walk and then get home, and then he still wants to go for a walk. So he was doing that earlier, and I was like, I'm gonna freak out at Tio. But now I think he's in his bed somewhere, so phew.
Good. Benny is also, he's right next to me in his bed on his side in full like pig position. He just looks like a little
That's
pot belly.
how I want to be.
Yeah, right.
Like every day at by the time it's like after dinner, I'm ready for bed, but there's still things to do,
Yeah,
unfortunately.
I know. Well,
Adult things.
yeah, right. And it never ends. I was just thinking that. I was like, God, I have laundry to do. Felt like I spent all last week doing laundry, and now there's more. Like,
How is there laundry and dishes every day? Every day of my
yeah.
life, I have to, oh, I have to do dishes. I just did dishes last night. I just
Yeah.
did them.
Yeah.
And now there's more
Yep.
to do. And I can't even get started on laundry. And then we have like what was supposed to be a nice, quick, easy repair turned into all of the walls are ripped out of one of the bedrooms because it was, I mean, it's easier in the long run, but like we were gonna fix it out. We, I say we, I mean, my boyfriend was gonna fix like, the outlet so that we could have two functioning outlets in what's going to be our room. Because we're switching rooms, so the baby can have the bigger one, and
Oh.
it just makes more sense somehow. That's what we were gonna do, put the outlet in. Super easy, super quick. Well, as he's doing it, he realizes there's like a covering on the drywall. It's not wallpaper like we thought. It was like this thin wooden wall covering, but it wasn't like paneling. I don't know. It was weird. So he rips that off. Underneath that is wallpaper and drywall. And there's holes in the drywall. And it doesn't look good at all. So eventually we came to the conclusion like, It's easier to just rip it all out and put in new drywall.
Yeah.
So now there's that, and everything that was in that room is now elsewhere.
Oh
I
my
have
God.
it's a small house, so there's no space for it. And yeah. So that's been fun. But no, I mean it's
Old house
necessary.
stuff.
I was
The
like, what
joys
the
of home
hell?
ownership.
I know. I'm just so thankful for him because I'm like, I don't know any of like
I know. I was gonna say, like, on the bright side, you guys are doing this stuff early on, so it's not like the baby's gonna be here like any day.
yeah, like tomorrow. Thank God,
Yeah,
because
you have time, and it's nice that he knows how to do all that stuff and can do it for you guys himself.
yeah, I was just like, damn, I thought that would have been simple, but it's okay.
Yeah.
There is plenty of time. I was just like, it's hard to move upstairs.
I bet. Well, I mean, that's good though. I thought you were gonna say like something, it was something bad, like you guys found mold or there was a leak and.
No, it's just one of a few different projects that are on the list that got kind of expanded. Rowdy, just get out of here. He's standing behind my computer, just standing there. Anyway,
He's like ready to go for another walk.
he's like, I think he said walk earlier. He probably so like the swapping rooms, we're like doing some work on the closets and we have to do some work on the tub, and it's just like, just add it to the list.
Yeah. Oh my God, I would love for you to share some of these projects, some before and afters on Instagram.
Maybe I will if they're like interesting.
Yeah, we need an update on the house tour. Like, also things that you've done
Oh yeah, I could do
since
that.
your initial one. 'Cause I'm curious to see too.
I'll do that when things are looking really good. And
Yeah.
maybe when like the nursery is done, because
Yeah.
then it'll be like really complete.
Do you have a theme for the, do you know how you want to decorate the nursery?
It's gonna be like a subtle farm theme. And that's just because I found this wallpaper I really like, and it's kind of I think it's toile. Is that how you say it? It's like a scene. I think that's right. I think it's toile. And it's just like little, it's black and white, and it's just like a little barn. And then there's some like sheep. And then there's a little windmill, and it's really simple.
Cute.
And then I want to do some like green, like pretty much this color, the same color as my living room, like accents, and do some like, I don't know what this is called either. Not wainscoting, but or wainscoting, whatever. But
I'm the worst with that stuff. I don't know.
like some of the wallpaper, but then there's gonna be some green like trim, I guess you could say. My brain doesn't really, I can't think of the right terminology, but that's what we're going for. And then the floors are just like the wood, and I have a rug up there that's just white. So I think it'll be like really peaceful, but still really cute for like a kid. And not like, I'm not against color by any means.
I was gonna say, are you gonna be one of those sad beige moms? Have you heard about that trend?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, okay, I figured.
I'm not, just because color is important for like development and
Yeah.
like life. I mean, I am pretty neutral and boring myself, but I can't push that on my baby. So his toys and stuff and his clothes are colorful. We have so many hand-me-downs already that it's normal baby boy clothes, which there's a lot of dinosaurs involved in that. So He's covered in that department. But his toys and stuff. The room, though, I'm thinking at first, like, it's more my room than it is his.
True.
'Cause I gotta sit in there and rock him and be like I wanna enjoy it too.
Right.
So yeah, I mean, it'll probably be a mix of some sad beige things and color.
Yeah,
But
I do get it because all of the bright rainbow colors, it's very overstimulating. And
and
when
the
you're already
noise.
like, yes, the noises, and especially when you have a newborn and you're sleep deprived and irritable already, having like a
Yeah.
brightly colored room, I would imagine,
The
would.
room.
So, like a nice
Yeah.
zen, peaceful, calming looking room.
That's what I was
Nice.
thinking. But I also don't care for it to just be like, I see a lot of these on TikTok where it's just like white nurseries or like beige nurseries with like no color at all. I'm gonna have green.
Yeah, that feels very sterile. It's like you're in a hospital.
Yeah, like maybe that's peaceful for them, but it wouldn't really be for me.
Yeah,
And
same.
something I have to work on anyway, even with just Rowdy and like Puff and animals, is they ruin your stuff. Like this nice light couch we have. Rowdy likes to be outside in the dirt and then come in and get on it. So I need to release some of my like cares about that anyway.
Yeah.
Especially with the baby, like things are gonna get messed up. And it's fine. Is what I'm gonna manifest.
Yeah.
Everything is fine. But anyway, we're here today. Our episode's about, what is it about? Getting things off
We,
my chest.
yes, we are gonna read a few posts from the Reddit thread True Off My Chest. Shout out to my boyfriend for telling me about this. Because we've done Am I the Asshole a bunch of times, and that one's always so fun. But, you know, I feel like we've done it a million times already. So thought it'd be fun to
Yeah.
kind of change it up. So we're gonna be reading some of these like anonymous, juicy, deep, dark things people are getting off their
Yeah.
chest.
I love this because Am I the Asshole is fun, but like a lot of the time, people that post in there aren't the asshole. I
Right.
think we've talked about that before. Like, assholes don't care if they're being assholes. So a lot of them are just like, it's drama and it's interesting, but no one's being an asshole.
Right.
This is different.
Yes. So I didn't read any of these ahead of time because I wanted to also be a little like, you know, I wanted to give my true reaction. So the first one that I have here is titled My Dad is Cheating on My Mom with a Man. Let's see. It says, I don't know what to do. We were always that kind of typical happy family, a mom, a dad, and a daughter and a son. My dad was my hero since I was a small kid. I always dreamed to be someone as nice as him. Now all that image is destroyed. An important detail. My father has a close friend, Andrew. He's that kind of cool uncle all the kids like. Andrew and dad hang out a lot together. Everyone thought it was okay since they're childhood friends. My mom is a nurse and she was doing a shift that day. She usually leaves at 7 p.m. and comes home at 4 to 5 a.m., although she should only come back at 6 a.m. I went to a friend's party that night. I came back 4:30 and wanted to see if my mom was already back home. So after taking off my shoes and makeup, I quietly opened the door. I honestly wish I hadn't because what I saw will haunt me forever. My dad and Andrew were in bed, sleeping, both of them naked. I was shocked. I never thought of them that way. I just went back to my room and started crying. I cried myself to sleep. Now I can't stop thinking about it. Andrew and dad were always together. He was the best man at my parents' wedding. This shit must have been happening for a long time. What makes me angrier is waking up the next day and seeing dad acting all lovely towards mom as if nothing happened. I hate him. I hate him so much right now. He has been lying to my mom this whole time. I don't know if I should tell mom about what happened or if I should stay quiet for the sake of my little brother. He's just too young to understand this, but I also don't want to accept that my mom is being cheated on. She has always been the kindest woman in this whole world. She doesn't deserve this. I don't have an idea what to do. I just want to disappear. And then there's an update. It says, yesterday, when they came back from work, I sat them on the couch and told them what I saw. Mom started to yell and dad started crying. Apparently, mom told dad that she would be coming home late because of an emergency at the hospital. So that's why Andrew and him were together at 4:30. After some yelling, dad packed his things and left. They are getting divorced. I hope my father. Okay. Well, final sentence of this is, I hope my father dies of AIDS. Okay, first of all, like, I was getting a homophobic vibe immediately from the beginning, but like,
What?
I'm sorry, what? Okay, I obviously cheating is horrible. Not
Yeah.
okay. But like, this was, did you watch Euphoria?
Yes.
Okay, anybody who watched Euphoria in season two, when they give the backstory of Nate's dad, Cal is his name, I
Yeah.
think, right?
Yeah.
They give the backstory of him and his best friend when they were in high school
Yeah.
and how they both were like loved each other,
Yeah.
but kind of kept it in and never acted on it. And then finally, like, one night they acted on it and finally got together, and it was like, oh, finally, so wonderful. And then literally the next morning, Cal gets a call from his girlfriend that she's pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
And so like they never per the best friend ended up moving away for college. They never saw each other again, and he just like repressed basically like his homosexuality, or bisexuality, whatever. The last like 20 years of his life. And it just reminded me of that, like best friends that are in love but feel like they have to keep it a secret and can't be together. That's really sad.
Does it say how old they were? The
No.
par No.
Mm-mm.
I feel like in
I mean, they
kind
can't
of.
be that old because this person didn't say how old they are, but she said that her brother's too young to understand.
Yeah, but that
So
could mean like.
I don't know how young is too young, but presumably they have a kid that's, I would guess, is at least like preteens.
Yeah. I feel like this goes for any generation, I guess. There's always going to be people that aren't comfortable or ready to like embrace or express or, like just live life being gay or bi or whatever. But I think in my parents' generation, there's a lot of men, there's a lot of people that like repress, like just didn't allow themselves to explore that. And they all got married and they all had families. And then they were all like, oh, well, I actually am gay. Like that happens more than I think people know.
Oh, for
Not that
sure.
it's not cool that like he had a whole family and like cheated on the mom, obviously. But there's also a part of that where it's like in certain generations, it's less acceptable, or certain families, or certain religions, or cultures, or whatever, it's less acceptable to be gay or bi. And so that's what people
Right.
do.
Right.
So it's like that, the last line's beyond. That's, I mean, I get being upset, but
Well, and the
that's.
fact that I don't know if I was in the position of the wife, I don't know what my reaction would be, but I'm sure you'd be like shocked and upset and whatever, but I don't think I'd yell and like kick him out. I would probably be like, Let's talk about this. Damn, I feel sad for you. Like, have you always felt this way? Are you like, because it's not just like, oh, he's just cheating on you because he's just being like a piece of shit and he's just trying to get with someone that's
Right.
like younger, or, you know, whatever. It's like, this is his identity. Like, he, I don't know. And that must have been hard for the friend too to like, because I don't know if the Andrew guy was married or anything, but that must have been hard for him to see like his best friend that clearly they have a relationship and are in love with each other and stuff. Like to see him get married to someone else and have a family and all that.
Yeah.
I just feel like it's a sad situation all around. I can't imagine the shock. I'm thinking about walking in on either of my parents in bed naked, period. Alone with each other with someone else. Horrific image.
Yeah.
I feel for her in that moment. Cause, ooh.
That is something you don't want to see.
But it just goes to show like how homophobia is like so deeply rooted. Like, this is your father who she said she always loved him, looked up to him, and respected him. And because he's gay, is it? I don't know. I don't know if it's the cheating part that she's like so mad about. Like, how could she feel
Right.
any differently if he had cheated with a woman? But it's just giving, to me, it's just really giving like intense homophobia,
Yeah. And
which
I
is
kind
really
of feel
sad.
like, yeah, the whole situation's sad. I feel like maybe the mom's reaction makes it's the daughter, right?
That wrote the
It's a
post.
yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's the daughter.
That probably helped her like justify her anger and like reaction towards it, which my first reaction, I'm not gonna lie, might be anger in something like that. There's, I don't know, I feel like there's more to it where you're like, oh, like this isn't just cheating. This is like,
There's a deeper issue here,
there's
yeah.
something more, you know? So I don't know. That probably didn't help her to be, not saying the mom isn't, you know, she should be angry, that she's
Yeah.
has a right to be angry, but
Sure.
it's a little far to be like, I hope my dad dies.
It's that fun. It's
A,
that, yeah.
dies, and B, dies of AIDS. Like, why would you wish that upon anybody at all?
Right, let alone your parent. That
That's messed
didn't,
up.
like, I mean, I don't know. Yeah.
It's messed up. Wow. I'm trying to decide what I want to pick here. There's so many to choose from. This one's interesting. This one is, my girlfriend is talking about trapping me. What I find
Okay.
interesting is the age here. So writing this on a throwaway, which like for Reddit is just like, I guess, random account. My girlfriend Hannah, 28 female, and I, 23 male, have been dating for about 4 months now. Everything has been going really good until recently. Her sister had recently just given birth to a baby girl. Ever since then, Hannah has been talking about how she's gotten baby fever. When we go to the mall, she's purposely going into stores like Children's Place and Carter's, etc. When we go in, she'll say that she wants to buy her niece something, but then we'll talk about how cute our future kid will be and we'll leave without her buying anything. Which is weird. You have someone to buy for. Because I did that with my nieces. I'd be like buying them everything. Hannah knows that I don't want any kids right now, and we've had these conversations before. Last night, my phone wasn't working, and I had to use her iPad, which is connected to her phone. When I went on it, I was doing work when she kept getting messages from her sister. I knew they were in conversation, so I kept doing my work and didn't want to invade. Eventually, a strange message came up from her sister saying, "Why don't you just break the condom?" I know it was wrong of me to do it, but I clicked on it and went through all the messages. It was a conversation about how she was going to have an accidental pregnancy. I don't want to get into it because the conversation was really disgusting and shocking. I don't know what to do or how to bring this up.
Get the fuck out of there.
Just get out now
I was gonna say
because.
in the beginning, I was like, okay, they have a 5 year age gap. She's older than he is. I can relate to that. Garden, I have a 6 year age gap and I'm the older one. And I feel like when you are in an age gap relationship, especially with an older woman, you have to have that conversation because we obviously have kind of a time limit. Age limit on when we can, get pregnant and all that kind of stuff. And, generally, stereotypically, I guess, I feel like men can kind of mature a little bit slower than women. So it's like you gotta find that sweet spot where it kind of works for both of you, I guess. But then I remembered that he said they've only been together for 4 months.
4 months.
And I'm like, girl, I understand, like, with your situation, if it happens,
Here's the thing. Yeah,
it
if it
happens.
happens, that's a different.
But to purposely be like, I want to get pregnant and have a baby with this guy, and like to be talking about how cute your kids are gonna look, you barely
No.
know this person. And how do you
Exactly.
know that, like, this is who I don't. I get that not everyone is like me and needs like 10 years to know if they actually like someone or not. But that just feels so fast. And, like, okay, you want to try and break the condom and get pregnant, but that doesn't mean he's going to stick around.
Exactly. Like, she's not having the conversation with him. She's having it with her sister. Because, like, who am I to say? I'm coming up on my 4 month anniversary. So, actually, it's today.
Oh my God.
Whoops.
Happy 4 months.
Okay, thanks. Anyway, so, like, if it happens, I think it's a different situation than actively planning it without your partner,
Yeah.
like being involved. If
At
you're
that
both not
point,
like, we want to do this.
just get a sperm donor then, if that's what you want.
Right. Because if you're not on the same page, if you're both not being like, oh my gosh, it's been 4 months, but like, let's have a baby together.
Yeah.
If you're talking about this with your sister, like, that's different. That's the whole, if it didn't just happen and you're working it out, or if you're both into the idea and you're both down, even that, like, you're adults, everybody knows what can happen. Like,
Right.
the whole, she's talking about this with her sister, and like, I don't, like, that's messed up. That should honestly be
I'm
illegal.
hoping, yes, it isn't it?
Maybe.
I mean, I don't know if there would be a way that
I
you
wonder
could
if
prove,
the messages be like,
but
she
it should,
didn't tell
well,
me that.
yeah, that's true. That's very true. Yeah, well, he better, like, every condom that he uses, he better inspect it thoroughly and then save it and check it after. And make sure, because I mean, that should be legal, right? Like, because then if she gets pregnant, has this baby, he doesn't want to be involved, and then she's trying to get him for child support.
Yeah. I mean, he's 23 and he said he's told her he doesn't want kids right now.
Right.
So
It's so messed
perfectly
up.
reasonable. That's perfectly reasonable. And then you're just gonna like force him into the situation knowing what you're doing. Like knowing what you're, it was not an accident. It's like
Right. And it's
a
not like some
planned.
small thing where it's like, oh, he says he doesn't want to go out after work tonight because he's tired, but I'm going to get him to go anyway. It's like, You're trying to like trick him into having a child, like produce another human life. Like that's insane. But let's
Yeah.
hope. I'm really hoping that maybe they were just joking.
I really hope so. But the other thing about it is like, if he, so you can definitely be with someone for 4 months and like know that they're the one you want to be with or have really strong feelings for them or whatever. Like, not to say that can't happen, but
Right.
it's not like it's been 4 years. This
Right.
person, this showing, this is a big red flag if it's not a joke. Even as a joke, I feel like it's a little messed up. It's a little bit of a red flag as a joke, and then a big red flag as something she means like seriously. So like
Yeah.
just move on from that situation like immediately.
Yeah.
Because
I agree. I don't see it getting better, or like she's gonna just obviously keep just harassing him
does
about this.
she just does what she wants, obviously, if she thinks like if that's the way she's thinking. Oh, well, he'll just get on board. He'll get over it. He'll whatever. Is that what you want for the rest of your life? Like,
Right. And you want him to like potentially have resentment, and I don't know. It's just that's not a good, and it's not fair for the child.
no, that's especially not fair.
Like, what the hell? If that's how
Like,
you,
those
if
are.
you so strongly want to have a baby, go find someone that wants to start a family now and is
That
ready
also is
now.
on the same page.
Yeah.
Because that's what it takes, like having a conversation. Like for me, it took conversations to be like, okay, yeah, we're both on the same page. We've
Right.
discussed things, we've gone over things, like this is just her making the decision for both of them.
Yep.
And then like he just has to deal with that.
That's so
But he's
messed
already
up.
said he isn't. That's whack. Even if it's a joke, she's whack for that.
Yeah, I agree. And so is the sister for entertaining it.
For encouraging it, being
And
like,
yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
just do that. Like, focus on your baby. Go focus on your baby. And like,
Yeah.
don't like
Yeah, for
some
sure.
people.
I have another one here. It says, looks like my marriage isn't going to work. Married for 8 years and together for 12. We did a year-long trial separation, but a few months ago decided to do a trial reunification, mainly for the sake of the kids, but also because we started really getting along again during the separation. We moved back in together a couple months back, and after an initial really good period, we started back. Oh, sorry. We started backsliding into old patterns. We are starting counseling soon, but we did counseling before we separated too. The best way to describe home life right now is forced calm. Nothing major has happened between us argument-wise in the last 2 weeks, but we also haven't really been spending time together. I found all our interactions to be largely civil during this time. He still sneaks in his little jabs, but I don't react to them like I used to and largely overlook them. Tonight, he blindsided me with this intense rant about everything I've been doing wrong since we came back together and took zero accountability for himself and his actions. He was going on and on about how he is a great husband and father and how anyone would be happy to have him. And the fact we haven't restarted our intimate relations yet is all my fault. And maybe he should just go find a hooker because I'm not acting like a proper wife. He also took a lot of digs at me, said some shit that straight up isn't true, and was yelling so loudly at one point he woke one of the kids. Our bedroom is right next door to that child's room. Instead of defending myself or even really engaging in a conversation about it, not that I could get a word in edgewise, I just kind of sat there calmly and quietly. I didn't even try to defuse the situation. I just let him tire himself out. I didn't even get offended at some of the nastiest stuff. For example, I have a friend who is old enough to be my father. I view as a father figure. He views me as a daughter. I met up with him recently to share a meal and catch up. Husband accused me of sleeping with this friend. I'm just so done. I'm still going to go to therapy with him, but I am quietly planning my exit. I love our kids to death, and I really want to make this reunification work because the separation was really hard on them. But my optimistic hope is gone. After an initial really bitter period, he was quite charming and personable during the separation. That's part of what drew me back in. But after an initial love bombing period, he is slowly but surely showing me he is still the explosive asshole I tried to walk away from the first time. I'm surprisingly at peace with this. I've shed enough tears over that man the last time I left. I'm just feeling a lot of guilt over putting our kids through this twice. Believe me, no matter how smooth he is down the road, there will not be another reunification.
Wow.
Damn.
Well, your marriage isn't gonna work because your husband's an ass. Like,
Yeah.
oh, like what? I don't know how do you get to the point where you're separating? I mean, I could be bamboozled too. But you get to the point where you're separating and then he's being really good. And that makes up for it? Like,
It's weird to me that he wanted to get back with her anyway, if he's like going on and on about how great and wonderful he is and how she's the one that is doing everything wrong. Why did he want to get back with her?
I don't know, some kind of narcissistic control, like, weird
Yeah.
thing. But like I actually saw a video on this today. It was a TikTok and it was like, don't stay married for your kids. Like, don't say, oh, we're not getting divorced, we're staying together for the kids. Because 9 times out of 10, that's worse than separating. Where it's like, yeah, it's hard for a while. But it gets better, and each parent can end up in a better situation versus you stay in an unhappy marriage for the kids, and everyone's miserable forever.
Yeah, and all you're doing
Like,
is exposing your kids to a toxic living situation and just teaching them unhealthy,
right.
patterns of love and unhealthy relationship behaviors. And that's not helping them out in the long run. And especially nowadays, like I get years ago, like when we were kids, and even before that, when people were like made such a big deal out of divorce, but now half of the freaking people do get divorced, so it's such a common thing that I feel like I'm sure in the beginning it might be an adjustment and a little bit sad and hard and whatever, but I'm sure your kids have many friends that come, that have divorced parents. So
Right. You're not the
it's
only ones where it didn't work out. You have the opportunity to be like, this didn't work out. We're on to something better. Because your kids can watch your relationship and like see, oh, dad's treating mom like this and she stays. That must be fine. And your sons are learning how to be that kind of partner. Or your daughters are
yes.
learning, oh, I have to accept this treatment from men because my mom put up with this from my dad.
Yeah, or like this is just
No.
what I should expect. Like I felt that way. Like the idea of a healthy, happy relationship where you are actually with someone that you are really in love with and you actually like the person and want to be with them and
Right.
show affection. I didn't think that that actually really existed. I was like, oh, those people are crazy. They're on
Right.
something because I was never exposed to that. So I was led to believe that like that wasn't real and I shouldn't actually try and look for that or strive for
Right.
that because it's not realistic.
Exactly. Your kids pick up on that. Your kids will be like, oh, well, mom and dad fight and scream at each other. That's just how love is sometimes. No, you don't have to scream at anybody. You don't have to curse anybody out. You don't have to degrade anybody. Like, that's not acceptable behavior, but that's what you're teaching your kids by staying in that relationship.
Yeah, and I feel like you end up being a better parent potentially if you separate and you're happy and you're at peace and you're calm. Because when you know, are in a bad situation and you're just like stressed out and pissed off and angry and frustrated, like you're around this person that brings out the worst in you. Like that's how I always felt growing up. My parents, I felt like when I was with them separately, they were so great. But then when they'd be
Yeah.
around each other, they literally would bring out the worst in each other, and it just wasn't good.
Right. Yeah, and I don't know if people think like, oh, we're hiding it really well, or like the kids don't notice. They notice. Like,
For sure.
you definitely pick up on that stuff, even if it's not so bad. Like, I don't, my parents never like, I can't remember them like fighting or being really hostile, but there's things I remember and thinking to myself, like, in my ideal relationship, that doesn't happen. Or like stuff like that, where it's like,
Yeah.
well, that doesn't have to be the case. It doesn't have to be the case where your partner doesn't want to hang out with your friends, or your partner doesn't want to go to certain events with you because they don't feel like it. Or you can find somebody that is a good fit for you. And like it can be different.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it's not a good situation to put your kids in. Divorce isn't great, but it's also better than something like that. So, I mean, divorce is
Definitely.
necessary sometimes. I mean, come on.
I agree. And
These are.
also, it's like they did counseling. They've been doing it for a while. They've tried. Like, I feel like they put enough effort in that, you know, if you're at the point now where it's like, okay, we've done all we can to try and save this, it's not
Yeah.
working, you
And
have that peace of
it's.
mind at least to know that, like, you're not, it's not like you just gave up.
No, you did your best. You can only
Right.
do so much as one person, as one half of the relationship. It sounds like he's not willing to change anything he's doing.
Yeah,
Just
and I
wants to
mean,
blame her.
I can only imagine there's so much more to it than just that. I'd be curious to know like the
Yeah.
full story, but
Yeah. I was just gonna read this one, but it has a word that I don't like in it.
Uh-oh, what is it? Is it the P
And
word?
it's the P word.
Okay.
I don't think I can do it.
You can say P word.
And everyone will know what I mean.
She means pussy.
I just can't say. I don't know why. Like, I don't care if people use it or say it. I just like don't want to say it.
Even if you're talking about someone that's like acting like a little bitch, like you're being a real pussy right now. Like you, even in that sense, you hate it.
I just, yeah, I don't like it. I don't like the word.
Okay.
I can't get over it. I try to get over it. I'm like, whatever, it's just a word. I don't like it. And even like Shrek, you know how they have like Puss in Boots? I hate that too. But like that's my the limit of what I can say.
Okay, you're well, pussy cat.
Even I'm like, ugh. I can't handle it. I don't know why. Anyway, this one is not safe for work,
I
so.
think everyone should send us a voice memo right now on Instagram just saying pussy, and we'll
Please
make Julia open
don't.
them.
You have to open it. You have to listen
Listen
at full volume.
to
It's like ex what is it? Like exposure therapy or something.
Yes, exactly.
The problem is like I don't care if other people say it or write it or type it or anything. It's like I just can't bring myself to say it. I don't want to say it.
Okay. All right, well, you could
Okay,
just say P word.
now everyone will know what I mean. Okay, this one's titled Workplace Crush. I, 47 female, cannot stop fantasizing about fucking my younger coworker, 27 male, since hiring him. I am off and out of the market for years now, happily married with children.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. How
And
old did she say she was again?
she's 47.
And he's 27.
So she's, yeah, 20 years older.
Okay.
And I guess his boss, by the sounds of it. Anyway, married with children, but every week since he started, he seems to get closer to me and not afraid to hover in my personal space. He likes to bump into my chair with his leg against mine and not afraid to stay that way longer than usual. He stands incredibly close to me, or as simple as passing something to him, he seems to purposefully brush my hands or even cup my hands to get to get the items. He cornered me in the supply room a few weeks ago, but asked me some of the most irrelevant questions. He sounded nervous. I'm not good looking. I feel I lost my looks since being a mom and wife. There are tons of good-looking women in the office. Maybe I'm overthinking, but I don't want to send the wrong signals either. The thought of myself on top of this man is making me like this is where I can't. The thought of myself on top of this man is making me wet. I can't stop jumping my husband to satiate my P word. Wow.
Her husband is lucking out. He's really
Her husband's
benefiting from
like,
this.
oh my gosh, she's so into me right now. Like, what's going on?
Know. Poor guy. I really hope that nothing ends up happening because this sounds like a very slippery slope, and I'm just waiting. Like I see it coming. An office affair for sure. Because like I feel like you know. You can tell from a person's vibe and their body language when they're like interested in you.
Not me, but other
Oh.
people I've heard can, yeah.
Okay. Well, and if she's feeling attracted to him, I'm sure he picks up on that and he's clearly reciprocating in some type of way. Like if he wasn't, he wouldn't be. I don't know. I mean, I guess some people can just be like touchy, but it sounds to me like he's expressing interest, which is so inappropriate given that she's not only his boss, but also married. And I'm assuming he knows that she's married,
Right.
either because it's come up in conversation or she wears a ring or he's seen pictures on her desk or something. Like,
Right. What
ugh.
I'm wondering is, like, she says she hired him. Since hiring him, did she, like, notice this during interviews where she was like, ooh, this guy's
He's hot. Let me give him the
right?
job.
Not that
I
like, oh,
mean,
you shouldn't hire someone that's attractive if you're gonna have like, if you can't resist him, but like,
right.
she must have seen him before, or
Well, and
maybe his
I
vibe and
wonder if that was
advances.
part of the reason why she gave him the job, was because she was like,
Maybe.
ooh. He's cute. Like he's maybe not perfect, a perfect fit for the role, but he looks good. I'd like to
Yeah.
have him around.
Right. So it's like,
Yeah, it's just very inappropriate. It's so inappropriate. At first, I was like, "Oh, yes, girl, get it. Go for it." But then when you said she's married with kids, I was like, "Oh,
happily
yeah,
married. So like,
don't."
what's
Yeah, exactly. It's like it and it's not going to be worth it because you're going to either, try and keep it a secret and cheat, but then feel terrible. I mean, that's terrible. And then
Yeah.
what, like if your husband ends up finding out, and it, like for what? For this guy that like it's literally
Who
just
might just.
a sexual attraction. That's literally
Yeah.
it from the sounds of it. So it's like,
Maybe.
it's not worth it. It's not worth it.
Maybe he gets like a thrill or something out of like, not like teasing, but being like, ooh, and this kind of
Yeah.
tension. Like
Right.
maybe he doesn't even, he's not even doing it for like, to
Yeah.
get an affair
Honestly,
out of it.
though, isn't that the best feeling when you're like really into someone or you have a crush?
Like
Just like an
tension.
innocent crush. Yeah. And you have like that sexual tension and you just like look forward to seeing the person, like being around them. And it's like, ooh, I love that feeling.
It is
I
fun,
love
but
it.
it's like
It's so fun.
also if you're happily married and stuff, maybe it's just me, but like you can be attracted to other people when you're in a
Oh,
relationship.
yeah.
That's not like you have eyes, you can like you can
Well, it's not
acknowledge
like,
that someone is
yeah, it's not like you can
attractive.
avoid it. Like, it's just natural. If you think
Right, but
someone's
then at this,
attractive.
yeah. But I feel like at the same time, like for me, it kind of stops there because I'll be like, oh yeah, whatever. They
Right.
look that way. But I don't know if that's like the case for everyone.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I don't know either, but
Good luck to her. Like,
yeah, I'm very curious like how that's gonna end up playing out.
there's no update. I like when there's updates.
I know, me too. Oh, here. This one might be relevant or relatable for you. It says, my pregnant wife surrendered our dog at the shelter. My wife and I have been together for 12 years. She's in her second trimester in her pregnancy, and she has been expressing frustration towards our Brittany named Brittany. Is a Brittany type of a dog?
Maybe.
She's been expressing frustrations towards our Brittany named Gemma. I adopted Gemma from NBRAN. I don't know what that is. Some animal shelter, I'm assuming. I don't
Yeah.
know. Anyway, my wife chose to quit her job after she found out she was pregnant so she can focus on the baby and not stress too much. So she's a housewife or stay-at-home dog mom, whatever you want to call it. I work full-time, so my wife is with our dog all day. My wife loved our dog. She was the one that actually picked her. My wife was obsessed with Gemma, but after she found out she was pregnant, I swear it's like a switch, and now she hates her. I talked to her prenatal doctor behind my wife's back, and she told me this behavior is normal with pregnant women due to hormones, and she told me not to worry and let my wife have some space. I couldn't believe it, so I read stories online by other pregnant women that expressed the same feelings as my wife. My wife started complaining about Jem every day. Jem has always had a sensitive stomach. She's been to the veterinarian many times for her stomach, and the vet recommends boiled chicken and rice, and that never worked unless if the vet gave her shots, antibiotics, or oral medication. And even the medication would work for a short time, and then she would get another upset stomach a few weeks later. The vet told us to use Purina Pro Plan or Purina One, and that food made her stomach worse. And we tried different sensitive stomach food, and it never worked for my dog. Okay, like unnecessary detail, but thank you. She
Thanks
also
for
hates raw food, so a raw diet is off the table. Okay, yeah, blah, blah. Okay, whatever.
that.
Anyways, sorry, I'm rambling about my dog's sensitive stomach. But this is a large reason why my wife dropped her off to a shelter because my dog throws up yellow liquid and has liquid poos. But the thing is, my dog always did this for several years, and we've been to the vet, and they always say nothing is wrong with her and she's not allergic to the food. They say she's medically healthy. My wife's nausea was getting worse, and Jem throwing up wasn't helping it, and she was annoyed because Jem was taking up a lot of vet bills because of her stomach. And with the baby on the way, my wife started seeing Gemma as a huge financial burden. She also stopped walking and exercising Jem because my wife was fatigued and says that that's also a common pregnancy symptom. So my wife would just let her out in the backyard to pee. And when I got home from work at 8 p.m., I would try to walk her around the neighborhood real quick before bedtime. Anyways, my wife's patience became non-existent. She dropped off Gemma at the rescue. I thought she was joking when she texted me this, but she dropped her off the shelter 2 Fridays ago, And then on the weekend, they were closed, and I couldn't go to the shelter to get her back because I worked and I couldn't take off work. So I called them on Tuesday when they opened, and they said they transported her out of town already, but basically it was too late to get her back. I'm just so pissed I couldn't even say goodbye to Gemma. I keep looking at my dog's videos and photos on my phone. My wife said she wished she handled it better and that she wasn't thinking, but she said it's probably the best outcome so we can just focus on the baby. There's an edit here. It says, "Hey guys, I received a small amount of good advice from this sub that I will be taking. A lot of the questions on this sub are a bunch of repeat questions, which I did answer the main ones you asked, blah, blah, blah. Okay, never mind. That's not important. Anyway.
Wow.
Have you been experiencing something similar during your pregnancy towards your dog? And how do you feel about this?
I think, first of all, I've heard that this happens where it's like people get pregnant and their dogs are, they rehome their dogs. That's not an option for me ever. I think when you get a dog or a pet, unless it's like literally dangerous, you don't just give them away.
Yeah, that's your child too.
You, that, yeah, like that's your family. It's your responsibility. Like, unless it's a dangerous situation, I don't understand that. I have seen that though. I have experienced some thinning patience when it comes to Rowdy. And it was more around he, so I only got him in November. Like, it's not like I've had him for his whole life or anything. So he's been adjusting. And then I met my boyfriend and he pretty much moved in and things. And so that changed. That was another adjustment. Pretty soon after, he was just getting used to being here. And then I was pregnant. And then it was like him doing things that were just normal, kind of like new dog things, fucking set me off. I'd be like, because at first, like I tried to crate him at first, but he's freaking Houdini, so he'd just get out. So then I kind of kept him in one room, but then he was having accidents because he wouldn't wait for me to get home, even though I always had him on the same kind of timeline. Like we get up, we go out, we go potty, we come in, we go potty this time, and like so that was getting frustrating, and then like even more so being pregnant, just because I was like, there is something about it, I feel, where dogs just like, I don't know what it is. I really don't. But it's your responsibility as a pet owner to like figure it out. And by figure it out, I don't mean give them away. I mean, like, so for instance, he was having accidents in the house. We were like, we could try a doggy door to see if maybe that would help. And it did. Like, problem solved. He does so well with it. Sometimes he takes a bag of oranges off the counter in the kitchen. Because that's where the back door is, and he takes them outside and they're just in the yard. But like that doesn't bother me. Because like he's a dog, he's gonna do dog things. But like something about like the accidents would like set me off, or being destructive in the house would set me off. Like the one day we came home and he had found like a travel neck pillow, you know? And it had those teeny, teeny, tiny little beads in it. Beads everywhere. Like everywhere. And this was at 8:30 at night. Like I think in general, your patience just kind of dwindles a little bit. So that is part of it. But once he kind of figured out the doggy door and had less accidents and Like, I feel fine. I'm excited to see him, like, with the baby when the baby's, like, older, of course. And, like, they're gonna be buddies, I feel. And I've always grown up with dogs, so it's important to me to, like, I can't relate to getting rid of my dog because I just couldn't do that.
I couldn't imagine. I feel bad for the guy because can you imagine, like, no warning, she just does that and you didn't even get to say
Yeah.
goodbye to the dog or like process it. And poor thing, I can't imagine.
And
I'm
it's
like
like
looking at
his
my little
dog.
baby and I'm like,
Oh my, I'd be
yeah.
pissed. I'd be like, "Whoa, what do you think you're doing?" The other thing
Same.
that kind of bothers me a little bit, and maybe I'm out of like,
I'm gonna turn my light on.
you're sitting in the dark. Maybe this is like not, I might just not understand because I've had like a really smooth pregnancy so far. I'm knocking on wood because I don't want to jinx myself.
Yeah.
But I definitely am fatigued. I definitely have moments of like my feet are swollen and no, I don't want to go for a walk all the time, but like I work all day and then I come home and I'll take Rowdy out, even if it's just for a little bit. And it's like she was able to quit her job, which if that's the situation you're in and that's what you want to do, great. And I just like find it hard to believe that there's not a moment in the day where you can't take the dog out for like 5 minutes. But I
Yeah.
also, I don't know, like even in a worse pregnancy, I think like women can be so resilient and it's so impressive that like your bodies are doing this incredible thing, all while you're living life. Like, life doesn't necessarily stop. And just like you
Right.
couldn't work that into
Well, it's
to your
interesting
day.
to me too how she stopped working. Like she's in her second trimester. And she stopped working and she's just
To
home.
focus on the
Right.
baby.
For right, like the baby's not gonna be here still for several months.
Yeah.
And like it's you're literally just home all day doing what? And like you have to take the dog for a walk
Right, that's what I mean. I'm
once
like,
a day.
you can't manage even a little walk. Like,
And I can understand the
I.
frustration with like having to clean up like because of the stomach issues, like
Well,
throw up
yeah.
constantly. Like that is annoying, but
That
I
it's
mean,
pet ownership. Like,
what like you're gonna what you're about to have a baby in a few months that you're gonna have to be cleaning up
right.
shitty diapers and throw up and spit up and like.
I really don't get it. I really don't relate because, so I'm in my second trimester. I couldn't imagine not working now. There's not enough to fill my time. And I'm trying to think, like, what would I be doing to focus on the baby?
Right.
Like, I'm sorry, but like, nothing. Because you don't need to do that. I mean, to each their own, but like, I have months to go to wash their clothes, to prepare their nursery, to read the books, to. I'm like just trying to think of things that she might be doing. But women do this every day where they work full time or they have
Yeah.
other kids that they're chasing around and dogs and like. It just seems like it's such a small thing for her to just take care of the dog a little bit and then to just get
Yeah.
rid of it without saying a word is really not cool. Like, it's already not cool that she's like, oh my God, like this dog. It's all you have to do in your day. That's it. Along with all
Literally.
the other baby preparations. I'm sorry. People do this all the time. People do it single. People do it.
Right.
As the sole breadwinner, people do it. There's a lot of people work full time while they're sick the whole time they're pregnant, while they're uncomfortable, but like so the only thing I can think of is like I think I might maybe I'm wrong. Some cultures, when you are pregnant, you're not expected to like do anything. I think. Or you take, like, you rest a lot. And even me, like, I definitely rest a lot. But you, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, God bless her. Like, if she, they're in a position where they can do that, where she doesn't have to work and she wants to stay home and rest or whatever, like, fine. But it's just like, I feel like even if they both came to the conclusion of like, okay, yes, let's rehome this dog, I would think that's fucked up because it's like, this,
It's
like,
your dog.
yes, it's your dog that you've had now for many years, and like, how can you? It's a family member, you know? But it's also it's the fact that it wasn't a mutual decision, that she decided this on her own, took it upon herself to just get rid of the dog
Yeah.
when he didn't want to, and just did it when he was at work. Like, that is just so not okay. It reminds me kind of one of the first stories with the girl that's trying to trap her boyfriend of 4 months or whatever. It's like, you don't care about your partner and their wishes.
Yeah,
You don't
it's
respect
selfish.
them. So selfish.
That's where I'm like, if that's your relationship, it would make me like question everything. Like, I don't think I could come back from that, to be honest. I'd be like, what makes you think you can make this decision without me? This has everything to do with both of us.
Right.
What gives you the right to do that? And it would just, like, I don't know if I could get over that, honestly.
Yeah. Well, because then it's also like, well, what the fuck? Like, we're about to have this kid together. Are you going to be making decisions for like about the child also without respecting my
Right.
perspective and, you know, or without consulting me?
I mean, it would make you wonder about a lot, I would think.
Yeah. Messed up.
That one's probably the most messed up.
Oh God.
Puff just
Excuse
joined
me,
me.
sir. You're
Puff, you're
shaking
late.
things. Puff is there. We haven't seen her in a while.
Oh, she's running away. Come here. Oh, she ran away. I couldn't get her. Yeah.
Alrighty, well, I think that's gonna be it because we are running out of time. But let us know if you guys like these. I think these are a fun change up from,
Yeah.
you know, doing Am I the Asshole? But I love this stuff. Like, I love when I can just read other people's drama. You know,
I
when it's like,
love
it doesn't
drama.
affect me. I'm not involved. I can just be a third
Exactly.
party.
Exactly. I love to hear the drama. I don't like to be in the drama. It's
100%.
perfect. Well, thanks for listening, everyone.
Yeah. We might be back next week with a new episode.
We're gonna try.
But we appreciate you, you know, sticking around and being patient with us.
Yeah,
So.
we do our best. But we have such exciting ideas for some episodes that, like, hopefully next week you'll hear one.
Yes, and we one of our friends has had something crazy happen in her life recently. So we're trying to get her to come on the podcast and share that story. So we got
Yeah.
fun stuff coming.
Can't
But that
wait.
is going to be it for this week. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to us on YouTube, follow us on Instagram, all that good stuff. And TTYL.
T2IL.